For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just want to give a real quick shout out to the construction crew working on the Rendezvous Dental building again. I drive past there on Sunset and North 8th West every day as part of my commute, and they're out there working in some really cold elements right now to make that building a reality. Rendezvous Dental makes the County 10 podcast possible. Dr. Crane and Sackett are accepting new patients now. They're really good with kids, so you got the whole kids, the whole family and the whole kids involved in a teeth cleaning. Schedule an appointment today, Rendezvous Dental. They're currently at 312 North 8th West. Just a great staff. I can't say enough about them, and I can't wait to see that new building open. County 10 podcast is also made possible by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Elevate Rehab has two certified hand therapists, Laura Varner, Michelle Mazur. They've got two physical therapists. They treat conditions affecting the entire body. They're at 4th and Main and Lander. That's Elevate Rehab. And the County 10 podcast is made possible by the great folks at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, just outside of Lander, 24-hour-a-day gaming. Dekigahi Restaurant, good option for dinner tonight. That's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, February 6th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast. We're in the Porter's 10Cast Studios. Glad to be back with you. It's been a couple days since I've been able to do this. Just to be completely upfront with you, we've had some guest and some host cancellations this week. A lot of people dealing with crud out there. And I just read from Walgreens, I think it was, that Wyoming's in the top five states for flu right now, and Central Wyoming specifically is ranked really high. So not great there, but appreciate you being patient, and we'll try to make up for the lack of podcasts the last couple days over the next couple of days here on the 10Cast Network. A couple of fun guests with us today from Arts in Action Wyoming, and these two are no strangers to the Porter's 10Cast Studios. We welcome our good friends Amara Ferry and Cameron Faring with us. Good to see you again. How are you guys?
Good. Just to clarify, brother, not husband.
I was gonna do it, sister, but I'm glad you did it.
Just starting in hot.
There's only a few of you, but it feels like there's about 4,000 Farings in Fremont County.
Thank
because we've
you.
Got Amanda that comes in and does the news update every once in a while, and you have, of course, Freako Weeko fame, and
ow!
Cameron's been on, I think, every show on the 10Cast Network so far.
Getting there. I haven't done Den and Gone, but I'd love to.
Well, hopefully, in the right context, you show up on Den and Gone, yeah. I guess. Glad to have you both in. You both do, I think, 4 dozen things each day, it seems like, in the community, and you're busy again. Why do you both do so much?
Because we think the arts are really important.
We do. We definitely do.
And when we were growing up here, there was a huge influx of arts, I think. I remember going to the Arts Center and seeing, you know, traveling theater shows and lots of concerts and
ballets.
Yeah, and it was fundamental, I think, for both of us to be able to experience those things. And then there was a bit of a lull. And so now that we've both moved back, we're like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Why not bring people in? And so it's really interesting because I think both of us have two sides of the spectrum. Cameron brings in a lot of people from around the state, wants to bring in more people from out of the state. And I focus mostly on local people. So we kind of get that broad spectrum there.
Yeah, you get the best of all worlds. You get to see what's happening in our state as well as elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a really good dynamic. You're both here today to represent Arts in Action. Just for folks that don't know, and I'm sure most people that know you are aware, but what is Arts in Action exactly?
Arts in Action is one of Fremont County's oldest nonprofits. We are coming up on our 50th year, and we are an entirely volunteer nonprofit, unlike some of the others in the area, where all of the officers volunteer their time, all of our people volunteer their time, and we strictly want to push the arts in Fremont County, not just in Riverton, but in all of the county.
Yeah, that's really good. And how can, this might be a question for later too, but how can people get involved? Is there, you take volunteers? Is it just supporting? What happens?
Absolutely. You can volunteer any amount of time. We appreciate it. You can support us financially. You can do basically anything you want. We'll take it. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can visit our website, artsinactionwyforwyoming.com.
Cool. Very good. I know you guys have a busy 2020 ahead. Cameron and I were just talking about some of the agenda items. What's first here to talk about? There's so many things.
First and foremost, in February, we have coming up what we're calling the Arts in Action Weekend, which is an opportunity to see two shows that are very different, but really interesting and really wonderful. February 20th, we're having Acrobatrics come in. They are a husband and wife team. She is a contortionist and he is a strongman, and they do all kinds of tricks and comedy and wonderful things, which will be really fun to see. And then on the 22nd, we are bringing in Opera Wyoming from Casper. And they just made national news because they completed the arc. Every state in the union now has an opera company, and they were the last ones. So we're really excited. They're bringing in a really fun show, and they are going to fill the entire CWC auditorium with just their voices. They are not using microphones. So that
no
alone.
No sound system.
Yeah, no sound system. I think they might be to announce because it's difficult to speak that loudly. But when they sing, it is them entirely. So it's going to be really, really amazing to see.
How very cool is that? And I'm sure some amazing talent you'll get to see. And certainly people that are in tune to the arts and the opera scene in Wyoming, if that's such a thing at this point, but will attend. But I'd encourage everybody to go out, anybody who likes music or wants a night of entertainment.
Absolutely. They're going to be doing all of the famous arias. Well, not all of them. That would take months.
I was like, that would take years, man.
They're going to do a highlight reel, and I guarantee that all of you will at least know three of the songs that they perform, because these are so, they're just neck deep in our culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might know them from a commercial, but
or
you still
Looney
know these
Tunes.
Songs. Yeah, or Looney Tunes,
you know?
Absolutely.
And the cool thing about opera, too, is it's a really beautiful spectacle. Right. They're like, their costumes are really great. And just their talent in general, like their skill set to be able to do what they do is fascinating to watch, because it's effortless and you get so involved with it while they're performing. But then when you step back and you're like, wow, that was quite the run they just did. You know, it's like, it's really cool to see. So I think it's going to be really fun. And plus, we're supporting our local artists, which, as you know, I'm very passionate about. So it's really cool to bring in another company that lives in Wyoming to be here.
Absolutely.
Really exciting. Those events are happening as we look more towards the spring and maybe even early summer. What else is coming up?
Well, after that, we are reviving Fremont County Painted Pianos once again. And we are currently taking pianos, we're taking calls for artists, and we're taking calls for hosts. So if you are interested in any of those things, if you have a piano that you would like to donate to the cause, please get in touch with us. If you have, or I mean, if you are an artist or you know someone who would be interested in painting a piano, let us know. And if you are someone who would be willing to host it for the summer, let us know. Our goal is to have 8 this summer instead of 6 like we did last year.
Wow.
So we're hoping to expand into smaller towns in Fremont County, including Dubois, and hopefully, just hopefully a couple of the other smaller towns in the area. Whoever wants to volunteer would be great.
Yeah, and the thing to note about being a host is that you need to make sure that you have a semi-protected area for our pianos, just because Wyoming weather, am I right? Mm-hmm. You never know what's coming. And so to have a semi-protected area so that those pianos will work all summer long is really important. So if you are interested in that and you've got some sort of patio area with your business, let us know.
Please.
Yeah, and to reemphasize, we're talking businesses in public places, right? Not just somebody with a covered patio in their backyard.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, maybe later if you want it later. But during the summer, yeah, it was really cool being in Lander, since I live over there. every once in a while you'd go down Main Street and you'd hear the different pianos being played, which was really cool. Or like my brother-in-law was helping remodel Molino's, and he would say every day there would be somebody in the afternoon that would stop and play like this beautiful piano. And so it's really cool to, you don't always know that there are people who play the piano as well as they do, and they just love to go play. So that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I experienced that in Lander a few times, and then the one outside of Kusol's in Riverton, I saw getting used all the time. And every once in a while, I'd walk by or even drive by, and there was somebody playing beautifully on this piano downtown Main Street, Riverton, Wyoming. And then every once in a while, my three-year-old would go play not so beautifully necessarily, but still.
But learning, which is the whole goal.
That is the whole goal. It's for everyone. Exactly. It's for every single person.
Exactly.
And to tie in, we are actually so the gala is June 18th. It's going to be at the library again. Mark your calendars, 6 p.m. But for those of you who attended last year, we are actually expanding. And my friend Rachel Kaufman, who flew in from New York and did a little bit of a impromptu
jam
and group singing session, we are actually bringing her out, especially this year, to do a piano bar. So that Saturday and Sunday following the gala, she is going to be creating a New York City piano bar, which is a super fun experience. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, basically, you just show up, and it's like karaoke, but instead of
a
singing
computer.
With a machine or a computer, you sing with a real-life person, and there are group sing-alongs, and sometimes she just starts playing, and everyone sings along, and it's the most fun, and there will be cocktails available, and it's just gonna
which helps progress the sing-along part.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Absolutely. So it's just going to be really something that Fremont County hasn't experienced before, and we're really excited about it.
That's exciting. There's so many new fun things popping up, and a lot of it is because of Arts in Action and the things that you guys are doing. So we'll put the call out for artists, for people who want to host the pianos. If there's a piano that you want to donate, do you have any guidelines on what kind of pianos you're accepting?
I mean, we will take any kind of piano. Basically, we have to come see it first to make sure that it is viable and that it will survive this summer. But if we approve it, we will come get it. We will take it off your hands and give you several options. I mean, if you want, even at the end of the summer, you can have it back after it's painted.
Yeah.
You know, we are open to anything. But yeah, it's one of my favorite things that we've done, and I'm really excited to bring it back for year two.
Yeah, it was really cool last year. I'm glad it's coming back for sure. And it'd be cool if we got enough pianos donated that every little community in the county could have one. I'd love to see a piano in downtown Shoshone or something.
I know.
Me too. That's the goal eventually. We would love to eventually do all 12 towns in Fremont County.
Yeah, it's a big county in a lot of places, but that's really, really cool. And then another thing that's on the agenda, I know we're a ways away from this and we'll visit again before the summer, but Day in the Park. What do we need to know this far out? Day in the Park.
It's really becoming a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been a thing, but it's like really, really becoming a thing this year. It is July 11th. We are taking vendor applications for artists, craftspeople, and vendors of all types. Anyone who hand makes something, please get in contact with us. We would love to have you. We have expanded our layout. And we are partnering with lots of other organizations in town, including the Downtowners, the Chamber of Commerce, who else? All kinds of people. There are several private vendors as well that we are partnering with. But essentially, it has become, and the Wyoming Skateboarders Association. We're partnering with them as well. So instead of just being Day in the Park this year, there is going to be a marathon/obstacle course happening, a professional one brought in by the Chamber of Commerce on July 11th. Wow. There is going to be a skateboard competition, a statewide skateboard competition, not a statewide skateboard.
I mean, you could call it skatewide because that's pretty catchy.
Skatewide. But yeah, the 5K is put on by Adventure Fitness. And then there's also going to be a concert by Bar 10 that evening put on by private donors. And the Downtowners are going to be hopefully shutting down Main Street as well.
Wow.
So it will be truly something to see this year.
A festival. A true festival.
Indeed. So there's never been a better time to sell your wares with us, honestly. We are hoping to bring more people than ever into town for the rendezvous in general, but especially for this weekend.
Yeah, I imagine there's several people who do it each year from Fremont County, but hopefully the bigger this becomes, the better attended it becomes, and the events around it will encourage others from the state or region to embark on Riverton and enjoy the festivities.
Absolutely.
And be able to make a little profit selling their stuff. Yeah. That's awesome. How'd Day in the Park go last year?
It went really well, actually. We had a lot of people show up. We had a lot of vendors, and everyone seemed pretty excited about the whole thing. So I was very satisfied.
Yeah, it was one of the better ones I can remember, at least in recent memory, of feeling like the booth space was full and the turnout was good. Anything else we need to be aware of? There's a lot of stuff there. I hope everybody checked along on their calendar and follows Arts in Action.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, we are just getting started, honestly. We are, in the next couple of days, going to be neck deep in grant writing and hopefully bringing in even more for the 2020-2021 season. Mm-hmm. So,
sure. Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook, too. By the way.
Yes, absolutely. We have all the social medias, and it's the same as our website, artsinactionwy.com. I mean, yeah, artsinactionwy at, and then artsinactionwy.com. So any of those things, we try and update regularly whenever anything happens.
Very good. Encourage everybody to follow along. Thank you both for everything you're doing and bringing all these fun things to Fremont County. Anything else going on in either of your personal lives?
You're great.
Any shout outs you want to give? Any restaurant recommendations?
I mean, Thai Chef 2. Okay.
Or Thai Chef 1 in Lander. Yeah. Both are delightful. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything in Lander is great. Brown Sugar is great.
It is great. Their tapas menu is amazing.
Yeah, you got to go do that.
Oh, yeah. Do it. It's so good.
And the Rusty Truck. They're pretty great.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong. No, yeah. No. Lots of.
The cool. Depot.
Cool.
The Depot. Casino.
I'm into all of it.
All of it.
Yeah, yeah. Anything new on Freako Weeko that we should be aware of?
I got a puppy.
I heard that, yeah.
That was a big topic of conversation.
How is the puppy?
For the last 2 months. She's great. Her name is Scout. Uh-huh. We got her at the Lander Pet Connection.
And she's adorable.
She's so cute. Yeah.
Ugh.
The vet office yesterday, my husband took Scout to go get her second round of vaccines, and the entire vet office was just abuzz with how cute she is. So we got lucky with that one for sure. But I do want to give a shout out to the Lander Pet Connection because they really take care of their animals. They're very passionate and they're great to work with. So
cool.
Kudos, you guys.
All right. I'll stop asking awkward questions and we'll wrap up this interview. Thank you both for being here and come back anytime.
Hey, thank you.
We will.
It's always my pleasure to chat with both Cameron Faring and Amara Faring. I think what Arts in Action Wyoming is doing is fantastic. They bring a lot of culturally diverse events to Central Wyoming. I thought the pianos were wonderful last year. I think they'll be even better this year. And they're bringing so many fun events to Fremont County. So please support them any way you can. Give them a Facebook like, follow them. They accept donations to help out. And they're just doing a great job of bringing some different things that a lot of rural communities don't have access to. And if these things sound remotely interesting to you, I'd encourage you to get involved, to go support, bring a friend with you, to tell your buddies, let's go check out this opera thing. And maybe it's not necessarily up your alley, or maybe you're not sure if you'd like an opera. Go check it out and see. I think you'd be surprised that you may enjoy a night of entertainment, even if it's not what you typically do. And even if you don't, showing up to these things, there's a correlation to attendance of these things and the ability to get more things down the road too. So very important we support what is going on in Fremont County. I'll get off of the soapbox, but just a quick couple of cents there. County 10 Podcast, before we move on to events, is made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Guys, especially if you're looking for a Valentine's Day idea, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique has made it super easy for you. It's almost like Janet and the crew there know what I do every Valentine's Day, and that's I wait until about February 13th and then go, oh no, what am I going to do? they have four different packages you can choose from, and they start at $50. That's it. You can combine all kinds of goodies into a little package there at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. All the details on this are on their 10 guide listing at county10.com, or stop in and see them there at 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Follow Bells and Bows on Facebook for more. And the County 10 podcast brought to you by YDOT, the Wyoming Department of Transportation. They remind you to please never drink and drive. It's a horrible choice. DUIs could cost you financially or a job. You'd spend the night in jail. And what's even worse is you could end up losing your life, or it could end up killing somebody if you drive drunk. It's not a good choice. Come up with a game plan. Get a designated driver. Like Cody Beers told us a few days ago, it's totally fine. Have a few drinks. Hang out with your buddies. Just don't drive drunk, all right? That's thanks to YDOT, Wyoming Department of Transportation, makes the County 10 podcast possible. The annual Murder Mystery Valentine's Night is coming up at the Riverton Museum. I haven't been to one of these, but I am told they are phenomenal. You can check out all the details and grab your tickets under the 10 guide feature at county10.com. It's a roaring 20s theme this year. Murder at the Juice Joint, it's called. Starts at 5:30 on Valentine's Night. That, of course, is February 14th. A pancake dinner will be held in Pavilion for both the firefighters and the roller derby team. It's a good combination of things to support there. February 9th, which is, as I pull up my calendar on the fly, coming up on Sunday. This happens at 5 o'clock at 424 South Main Street in Pavilion. You'll raise money for the Pavilion Firefighters and the Fremont County Cherry Bombs. By the way, that address is to the Pavilion Rec Center, which probably makes it a lot easier. So that, is happening on the 9th. Also, coming up this Saturday, February 8th, the Hillcrest Baptist Church is hosting the Not So Wild Wild Game Dinner. It's a free dinner open to anybody in the community that could use one. You don't have to be a church member. They're serving burgers and Indian tacos. There's going to be activities and fun for the entire family. They do want you to know that they plan to worship, so they're not trying to fool anybody with that. That'll be part of the agenda, but free meal there thanks to Hillcrest Baptist Church in Riverton. And by the way, that is actually happening at the fairgrounds, so don't show up to the church. Go to the fairgrounds for that on Saturday if you're interested. Lots of different classes being offered at Central Wyoming College now, including adult education classes and activities. There's everything from hunter safety to a project on public lands to knitting classes and Valentine's Day craft ideas. Check it all out under the 10 guide feature at county10.com. Thanks again to Cameron Faring and Amara Faring from Arts in Action Wyoming for joining me. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get an update with County 10 News from a different Faring, Amanda Faring, our reporter. And we'll also check in with Casey Bailey, who's organizing some ice races in Fremont County. Can't wait to learn more about this. It's all on the show tomorrow. Check 10Cast for all kinds of new shows today. Radcast Outdoors and Local 80s have new content coming to the website soon. Have a great rest of your day.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.